A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August the 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the life and legacy of the late legendary playwright, actor, founder and director of the Amakosi Theatre production company in Bulawayo, Count Mhlanga, who died on Monday at the age of 64. Mhlanga is credited for playing a major role in promoting the country's arts industry and freedom of speech.
We need a gospel of peace, of romance, of tranquility. Oh yeah, oh yeah. No Shona, no Tebe, no Kalanga, no Venda. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Tere wana wa mwetete, kati yezi kushanira mwetete. Oh yeah.
Mhlanga was an outspoken critic of the late Robert Mugabe regime, and in 2008 was awarded the inaugural $50,000 Freedom to Create Prize for his play, The Good President. According to Reuters, the award was given to Mhlanga as a celebration of the role of the arts which can play in promoting human rights. Let's hear Mhlanga talking about his work.
The last 10 years have been very difficult politically, because this is where everything started to go wrong in Zimbabwe in 1999. And as theatre people, and especially myself, I always listen to the public conversation, and I gather public conversation and amplify it. And I use theatre to do that, and as a result, you have a lot of sentiments coming from the public, from ordinary people, expressing their political concerns. And in that case, then theatre became really under very suppressed conditions from government elements who didn't like the amplification of public dialogue. And it's been very difficult.
That there was the late Count Mhlanga speaking in a Reuters report after he was awarded the Freedom to Create Prize. Mhlanga was given a government-assisted funeral, and Vice President Constantino Chiwenga and his wife today paid their respects to the Mhlanga family in Bulawayo. He is expected to be buried in his rural home in Lupane tomorrow. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kurangarira upenyu waCount Mhlanga uyo aive nyanduri mukuru munyika. Mhlanga akashaya nemuvhuro kuBulawayo. Hama neshamwari dzasangana nasi kuBulawayo Amphitheatre dzichionekana nemutumbi waMhlanga. Vanhu vakawanda varumbidza mabasa akabatwa naMhlanga. Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga nemudzimai wavo vashanyira mhuri kwaMhlanga nasi. Mhlanga ari kutarisirwa kuradzikwa kumusha kwake kuLupane mangwana. The memorial service of the late Mhlanga was attended by the Minister of State for Bulawayo Metropolitan City, Judith Ncube.
Mama, in suppose, Gamsa.
I was a woman who 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 was a sikhala lemudi yakwaMhlanga lemudi yakwaMvabi lebulawayo lelizwe lonke jikelele
abantu babebonga lapho ukuthi ke ilizwe limnikile lokuthi ancediswe nguhulumende ngamafitshane amazwi amongameli athi
hayi umongameli ukhala kunye lemudi yakwaMhlanga ukhala lemudi yakwaMvabi ukhala lemudi yama-artist ukhala lemudi yeZimbabwe ubone kufanele ukuthi ngomsebenzi wenziwe ngukonte ubone kufanele ukuthi ihulumende incedise ukuze umsebenzi kabhudibe buthakathaka kungasindi muli yodwa ngoba kwenzileyo bekusenzelwa isizwe.
Minister of State for Bulawayo Metropolitan City Judith Ncube speaking to Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda. Bulawayo Mayor Solomon Mguni was there at the memorial service and had this to say.
It's already acknowledged by various speakers, Mr. Thana Good, distinguished and honored in the city through his contribution to the development of the electrical park from City Map and Farmacos Data Production. This will be the reason conferred him with the city bonus award on 18 October 2022. And we still forever be proud of this decision we took. So that there's a seat of power we gave with the bonus plan, his flowers, while it was still alive. And we don't regret that decision.
Bulawayo Mayor Solomon Mguni speaking in Bulawayo. Silangu Dlodlo, one of the founding members of Amakosi Theatre Centre and worked for over 40 years with Count Mhlanga, speaks.
Count was a visionary. Count had the ability to identify talent in people and place people in their correct places where they would be most effective. But most importantly, Kont was able to dream and dream in long term and have steps and measures to achieve those dreams. I remember when Amakosi started in 1982, already Kont was talking about Amakosi owning a television station, and we all thought he was dreaming. I thought, it's just dreaming. Kant would talk about Apollo Theater in America, that Apollo Theater is made up by artists, and they are just artists like me and you. But at that time, it was like a pie in the sky. It was something that was like unimaginable. But today, Kont has been working on Giona TV. After Sky's Metro radio station and Breeze have been licensed, that means that dream that he spoke about 40 years ago, he worked tirelessly and he achieved it. The day he was taken ill, he was coming from the Giona offices. That's when he got home and he collapsed. So, just a bit of being unwell and a lot of overworking, because he wanted to achieve this dream. Kont believed that arts needs two things: a production house, a place that it can call its own home, and a market where these things can then be monetized. This is the reason why when we started Amakosi, we started with an in-house training program which we called Amakosi Performing Arts Workshop.
That was Silangu Dlodlo speaking with Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda. Ezra also spoke to the brother of the deceased, Stix Mhlanga.
I'm forward to being Sekaya. News of Antona Veti Evamnan. Lapum Newin, so of Samanga into Samanga Gash. Nono uputu mufi ufige. So valente mfiga. Wati namfita shares and petten wati mfoit pila mposing our family. But I belang in down corn, sakoka into isiningi kodwa asange sixoxele ziyani izinto zokuthi asoze sibonane ngoba ngihambe igqehle eziphansi ngahamba ngiqisa ilanga elilodwa singabonananga ngithe sembuya ngelanga lesithathu instead yokuthi ngifice improve ngafica uyadeteriorate ngahle ngaqalisa ukuthi lapha ndoda phela kungenzakala zibotshwe la zingabotshwa laphana kwenziweni ngazo ngabe ngizwe vuma ukuthi anjeni laphana wenziso laphana ngezinto zemuli laphana wenziso laphana lezo ngahle ngabona ukuthi la uyazizwa ukuthi hhayi
so laphakathi ezinjengemuli usethi isikhala esikhulu
isikhala sakhe buthi imfowethu isikhulu kakhulu kuzima vele ukuthi ngubani ongangeni esihlangwini zakhe ngoba njengoba bengikhuluma laphana ukuthi waba i-first born indodana endala ku-family yethu la ku-clan yethu he was groomed ukuthi abe yilokho ayikho khona thina abanye sasiphonga ukulandela emuva nje siyilabana ama-followers so vele kuzima ukufila isikhala sakhe nxa uvele ungazange ukuthi umncane wakugrunyelwa
uchiye abantwana abangaki la
umfowethu uchiye abantwana abangu-6 esingathi abafana abathathu namantombazana amathathu
imakhosi indiana isengase kubaba uyibone siyangaphi iyaqhubela phambili
mina ngombono wami lanxa ngikhuluma laye umdala ngibone ngani imakhosi uvele njengoba vele besesebenza labantu abayana imakhosi khathesi ikhangelelwe mhlawumbe ukuthi ibanjwe next generation
Mukoma we Mufi Sticks Mhlanga speaking with Ezra Sibanda in Bulawayo. Now let's take a look at the coffin. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And Tirikwende Ramberi, Nekurangarira Upenyu, Wakont Mhlanga, Uyowakashaya Nemuswe Muvuro. Ngatinzwe Yukubaku Mukurwe National Art Council of Zimbabwe, Vanicolas Moyo.
Ilanga lamhla lisethusile indlela umsebenzi kaConte ohambe ngawo. So far uhambe kuhle, uzijelelela nje kuhle. sithe sivuka ekuseni sibikelwa ukuthi acting president welizwe ongu vice president Tiwena ufuna ukuye sokhulumisa abantu wabazinyuzi ezimnandi lezo sagijima salungisa lakanye wabuya uvice president elokhosikazi lakhe phekezelwa minister of state bafika ngkhaya bakhulumisa imuli wakhuluma kuhle ngokhonti ngendlela ayisebenzileyo lapha ezimbabwe sesuka lapho kwaqondwa emakhosi lapho esithi khokona ukhonti ukwazakala kwakhe udume udumo lwakhe suke seyakhile township hhayi umuntu okade lapho lakho besethusa kakhulu kuhamba kuhle kwaba namaspeech kodwa into ebebuhlungu nje ukuthi umzimba kakhonti uthe ufika emakhosi waba lokutshwaqiswa komzimba yabantu waba le moment ebuhlungu ebantwini baye abaningi besokungani ngokhona kusithi hlwe ukuthi umdladla kasebo amanye ama-speakers literally broke down kwehluleka ngoba ibiyi-reality kodwa sasuka lapho sangena uBulawayo khonto ke ngumuntu owaqala ukufuna ukuphakamisa i-township tourism yakoBulawayo.
Mukuru weNational Arts Council of Zimbabwe vaNicholas Moyo vachitaura pamusoro pemabasa akabatwa naMuhlanga achiri mupenyu. And now we are joined by our first guest. We have Mr. Elvis Mari, the former National Arts Council director. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mari.
How are you? Thank you very much for calling me to your program.
Yes, if you can just give us, what do you think the legacy of Count Muhlanga will be in the arts industry? You worked with him for a long time.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners. I think if you look at Count Muhlanga, for those that may not have interacted with him, he was one of those artists who cut across the arts sector. For those that know him, he was a writer, he was a film person, he was a theater person, he was a dance person. I remember when we were doing Jikinya, he was one of our consultants who was helping our students in a number of those dances. Quentin Klanger was able to have an impact not only in Zimbabwe but internationally. If you look at the majority of those who are working in the arts today, I can safely say more than 65% to 70% of them went through Quentin Klanger, either through his Amakhosi or through the programs, the outreach programs. He extended Chimani Mani Art Festival, he talk of Haifa, he talk of Nama, he talk of Chikinya, he talk of Intwasa, he talk of all these festivals, the Coffin Mashingo, all these festivals, Quentin Klanger was the common denominator. I think if you remember the formation of Zimbabwe Zimbabwe Writers Union, the first chairman was Quentin Klanger. So when you are talking of Quent, you are not talking of just an artist who is restricted to just one form of art. Neither is he restricted to just an area of Zimbabwe or of the world, but he was more than all what we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
In Zimbabwe, we've lost an icon.
Mm-hmm. Tombopinda mururimi rwamai takaona Quentin Klanger munguva yapfuura vachimbosungurudzwa tikaona zvakare vachiwanawo mubairo pane zvavakanyora. Imi munoti vacharangarirwa sei nyanya kune vechidiki vari kukura vari kuda kuita izvi zvemitambo?
Tinofunga kurangarirwa kwaQuentin tine rombo rakanaka rokuti vazhinji vevari kuita zvemitambo yakasiyana siyana muno muZimbabwe. Vamwe vanotoita izvozvo vari kunze kwenyika kwavari tika mbiri inotyisa vakadarika mumaoko akona. Chero isu taishanda National Arts Council makore iwayo ndanga ndine vanhu ndiri director wenational arts council ndaiva nevanhu vandaikwasva mazano ndaiva nevanhu vashanu munyika muno vandaikwasva mazano kuti ndione kuti basa iri tingarifambisa sei. Konti ndiye umwe wemunhu wandakashanda naye kwenguva yese ye-16 years yandanga ndiri kunational arts council kusvika izvozvi kusvika musi wesvondo achizoshaya mani ndakanga ndakataura nakonti aisa mwana wake kuti fonerai vamari ndimbotaura navo ndakachema ndichiziva kuti konde munhu aramba akabatirira paukama hwokuziva kuti tinofanirwa kuti tivake maarts omuno muZimbabwe. Saka maarts omuno muZimbabwe ndinotenda kuti hwaro hwaakaronga kubudikidza navanhu vaakadzidzisa nokupakurira unyanzvi ndo vanhu vatisharamba takabatirira tichiziva kuti konde anenge ari mupenyu akazara muvanhu. Asi ndinofunga sekuziva kwamunoita kana tarasikirwa nedenhu reuziva kaita seriri zvinonetsa kuti tizokura tichibva patakanga tiripa.
Regei timbotora mumwe muteereri wedu westudio 7 mobata makadaro vamari. Hello Mr. Moyo.
Hello sister, how are you?
Aiwa ndiri wadi. Mungatipewo mazwi enyere pamusoro pekushaya kwakonti Mhlanga.
Ya, chokutanga regai ndikwase vose vatiri nevatariri vestudio 7 ndoda kuti kumhuri yose yeZimbabwe zvishuwa takarasikirwa zvikuru kumhuri yeZimbabwe yose nokuti vakonde Mhlanga vaiva munhu aizikwana igamba hombe tarisa vabasa vakabata zvo zvakawanda vasiya nhaka yakakura zvikuru munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Saka ndinongotenda kuna Mwari. Mwari wakatipa ivo ane purpose yake tarisa zvavakatisiyira ruzivo wakatisiyira nezvimwe charamba richidzidza kubva mavari naomwe matheatre vanga vachiunganidza vanhu kuti vagone kuparticipata mazviri. Saka takuzvitenda zvavakaita izvozvo. Asi tinoziva chinonzi rufu harujairiki pazapanozve hatigari. Rufu runorwadza harujairikire kunaani zvake kungava kumunhu upi. Asi hatina zvatingazvita tinongotenda kuti tiita kamwari Mwari vanoita kuda kwavo. Saka ndoda kuti kumhuri yeZimbabwe ngatichemene tariro gamba redu takaona mabasa mazhinji arakabata asi Jehovha vakasarudza kuvatora vakatiira ngarevo basa andaka kusiirai.
Ya mumboti pane sindebele pfungwa dzenyasi mongoti gagaga kuita kuti tipowo vamwe mukana.
Okay ya nami ngiyatokoza kulu inde kutoma ngiyatokoza kulu ngiyabingirira nonge ngithandawo kududuza isithava soke seZimbabwe ngokulahlekelwa ngubaba ukonde Mhlanga. Sazi kuti unemisebenzi emihle eminingi abayenzayo mara siyathokoza uzimo uNkulunkulu ukusinyikeza ubaba Konde njengesithava seZimbabwe even sazi kuti asekho ephasini usichile mara zohlala sikhumbula yonke imisebenzi ubayenza ubafundisa zonke izinto akuna umuntu angamazi abantu baseZimbabwe mara sithi ngenxa yakazimo lapha ephasini asihlali siyafika isikhathi esincane sidlule mara asithokozeni umsebenzi ayenzayo ende yokugcina kumundeni wakaba Bakonde sinani emthandazweni mihla namalanga nesithaba sonke seZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi wabakonde uba womuntu wabantu masivala amashona amandebele even amavenda apha eBed Bridge. So nani nokuti ndambe sivenda vatu voti vaBed Bridge vamudziva vaBakonde ndiri hei ramakore ori payena amudziya so ndichi vatu vose vaZimbabwe ari faraneni ngaheshipinga chakukamba pasini kakava Bakonde vatu vose vaBed Bridge navatu vose vavenda Mesina vamudziva ndikofa vatu vakuamba ngaye so ndikureva ndaamba nda
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda chaizvo vamoyo. Regai ndidzokere kuna vamari timbonzwa kwamuri kuti pane chitsvambe chamungati masirwa here sekutaura kwamaita matimi makatokwanisa kunge muchinzi mwana wavo akufonerei mumbotipawo ipapo.
Ndosinga chitsvambe chasiya vamuklanga ndechekuva munhu asingatauri nerutivi anotaura zvinhu sezvazviri wanga asingatyi kuti amirire zvido zvemaartisti muno muzimbabwe wanga asingatyi kuti aite zvinhu zvaanofunga kuti zvinobatsira vanhu ndofunga vamutiranga chinhu changa chakakosha mavari munhu anga waida nyika yake nevanhu kudarika zvaanozvida iyi ndikatarira vakonti vakagadzirira vanhu amakosi vakasiyira vanhu uye vakaenda kumusha kwavo kulupani kundotanga zvekuti vashande nevanhu vomumaruzevha senzvimbo yavo kulupani havasi vanhu vazhinji vanoita zvinhu zvakadero I think ndo chitsvambe chatasiyirwa chokuti tanga tine munhu anga ane hanya nevamwe vanhu kunze kwaiye nemhuri yake pachake.
Mm-hmm. And also maybe if you can just give us what you saw if you were at the Celebration of Life memorial that was done today. What did you see and what's your takeaway from those that were celebrating the life of Quantum Hlanga?
Unfortunately, I didn't manage to attend the memorial today, and I also would not be able to attend his funeral tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For things beyond my control, I have been talking to the family and apologizing, but I would definitely would have been very, very keen to attend the memorial as well as his funeral in Lupane.
Mm-hmm.
For the pictures I saw, I can only talk about the pictures I was seeing.
Yes, and would you say that he was given a befitting tribute for what he contributed to the country?
I think from the artist side, I'm not sure from the government side. Personally, to tell you, I would have been very happy if ever there was an accolade. It can only be a national accolade. I would not see any other that would defeat what Kont was and contributed to this country. Yes, contributed, I think, so immensely that probably we should have done more in recognizing what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose some people may not have known what he was doing, because he was someone who was who didn't shout about his own work. Maybe it's us who may not have talked more about what he was talking, what he was doing, and therefore other people who make such decisions may not have seen the point that we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa muchipeta mururimi rwamai kuti kune avo vari kuda kudzidza kubva kuna Kont Mhlanga vari kuita mabasa iwayo eunyanduri mungavatichii mazwi enyu ekupedzisira?
Manzwi angu ekupedzisira andingaudza vanhu vari kuita zveunyanzvi. Chokutanga ndechekuti nyaya dzemaartist hadzisi dzokuti unoita nhasi mangwana watova mufuma, hadzisi dzokufuma. Ndedzokusimudzira vanhu upenyu hwavo nemararamiro avo. Chechipiri ndechekuti vanhu ndivo vanokwiridzira, nokuti mabasa ako ndo anotaridza oga kuti wakaita chii kubatsira vanhu. Hatizviiti kuzviitira pachedu.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mari. Thank you so much, Mr. Mari. And would also like to thank all those that are streaming with us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye in Washington.